situated here.
Good evening, Northwest Warhawks football fans. We're coming to you live. We have about 6 minutes to go. We are live from Belle Plaine, Iowa. We're bringing you week three of Friday Night Lights here on KIIC Radio. You're listening to KIIC Radio either through the interwebs or through the Thunderbolt app. We appreciate you joining us for week three as the Northwest Warhawks come off a big win last week at Cardinal, putting up 25 points, first W of the year here for 2004. Enter this week three at 1-1 against Belle Plaine. So back with Touchdown Tommy. Took 3 weeks, but we finally got him back up in the booth. But Tommy's going to be with us here tonight.
Yeah, hopefully you guys be able to understand me a little bit. So,
but we are excited, ready to go. We've got the national anthem out of the way. Got about 5.5 minutes to go before we start. We want to thank all those that helped make
it possible. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Homecoming.
We are right under
14 for the Belle Plaine Lakers.
right under the field. PA speakers
starting
here
right
at Belle Plaine. Beautiful night, Hawks, you know, little
North Mahaska.
Little cold rain.
Number 76.
Cold rain earlier today.
That's a
go through the
65.
The starters on the North Mahaska Warhawk offense.
Number 52.
A little cold rain earlier today. The temperature gauge on my truck today about 50 degrees the entire way down.
58.
I think we're going to have an absolutely beautiful evening
as we keep
going through the starters here.
Simmons.
So while they're doing that, we want to thank Crow Row Antiques of New Sharon, McGriff's of New Sharon, all your farm and home projects through McGriff's of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry in Oskaloosa and Tumblers, American Cleaning, Jim Miller, we thank Jim for his sponsorship, Medicap Pharmacy, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland, furniture there in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center, Cargill of New Sharon, Community First Credit Union, and your voice that's powered by Community First Credit Union, Proline Building Company of New Sharon, Windstream, and Windstream for Business. We thank Danielle for her sponsorship and Crop Production Services, CPS.
Introducing the starting offensive lineup for the Belle Plaine Plainsmen.
As it's homecoming night here for the Plainsmen.
Number 58.
You guys listening at home, you're probably going to get more of the PA announcer than you care to get from us here tonight.
Let's start.
Well, we thank you for joining us here tonight.
Jordan Reineke. That's right, tackle number 57, Spencer Willett.
They get the start.
Best tackle, number 77.
Again, using your Thunderbolt app, you can get all the scores at one station. We're going to be covering. I think this year we have 7 high school football games on Friday night. The big one, Albia, in
at quarterback, number 18. Trey Squire.
The big one being Albion on the 97.7 on the mother station, and 6 other
Josh
ones being covered by
30,
those of us out here enjoying the
playmaker.
Enjoying the good football streaming live from the Thunderbolt now. So.
Head coach for the Plainsmen, Todd Bowen. Assistant coaches, Justy Northrup, Richard Sankett, and J.D. Wonderly. Officiating tonight's game from the Iowa City of Williamsburg, North Liberty area, referee John Colacci at Iowa City, umpire Steve Meyer from Williamsburg, linesman Josh Burka from Iowa City, line judge Josh Mara from North Liberty, and back judge Mark Hewlett from Iowa City.
There we go. Now maybe we can talk to you. I'll tell you what's going on. We're kind of out here on top of the crow's nest beside the press box here in Belle Plaine. Beautiful field, beautiful complex that they have here.
It is.
Surrounded. Kind of reminds me of Garland, aside from we're surrounded by beans here, where last year in Garland we were surrounded by corn.
Yeah, that's true. I thought it was the children of the corn coming out there.
Well, and to retrieve the extra points that it generally was. So Stodge Hill, Rutledge, and I believe that's Hibbler. Who's the one in the middle? Hibbler, the captains are out in the middle of the field as they go over the coin toss.
Looks like we got 4 of them out there.
Is there 4? Oh, there is one beside the other. I would imagine that's Hibbler. maybe Pot Hovind into that group as well. But as they go out middle of the field and get ready to do the coin tosses, we're bringing you Belle Plaine homecoming as North Mahaska tries to spoil Belle Plaine's homecoming. Good crowd here tonight, even with the cooler weather. But I tell you what, it is definitely football weather, Tommy.
Yes, it is.
So, Proline Building Company. I wanted to throw those guys in there too. I think I forgot to bring them up as I was going through. But this first half is going to be brought to you by myself. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa. You can visit us at 807 A Avenue West.
Belle Plaine won the toss, deferred. Warhawks will be receiving the point. Warhawks will be defending the West goal.
Warhawks are going to be receiving the opening kickoff here in the first half as the Warhawks have struggled to get off the bus and make some noise early. So they're going to look to take this opening kickoff. Yeah, it looks like Pothoven, Rutledge, Dodgehill,
and Northrop
52, Hudnut, Dakota Hudnut in there for the captains for the Warhawks. Warhawks in the road white jerseys, red pants, which I think what we talked about it last year, the red pants are something new, I think, as of last year for.
Yeah, I think it was Mike Gipple that said something.
Mike brought it up. His son Caleb, sophomore starting center for this offense for the Warhawks. As we have some younger kids starting to perform, you know, some freshmen that got to play last year that are now sophomores and starting to get more of a feel for the varsity level game. But we're set to kick off as the two teams take the field. You're going to have Gleason and Pothoven deep. Belle Plaine will be kicking right to left as you face your radio. As we look to spoil homecoming for the Plainsmen, the Warhawks 1-1 on the season, big win at Cardinal. Tough loss in week one. Talking to Coach Jarrett, you know, just kind of some mental mistakes gave Lone Tree.
Zach Sleemaker will kick off for the Plainsmen.
A little bit of a head start. If you take the last three quarters, of that Lone Tree game, the Warhawks won that game. You take away the 21 points. So Sleemaker, the kick is up.
Let it go.
Gleason's going to come over and catch it right at out of bounds. She'll let it go. Catches it right inside the 20, about the 18-yard line.
Bounds at the 18-yard line.
As you're right,
down Warhawks.
You're right, Tommy. He should have kind of let that one go and rolled the bounds. It would have been would have given them a little better field position. But
yeah, I believe it'd be on the 35.
I think it's the 35. But I'll be told he catches it and steps out of bounds. So the Warhawks are going to get the ball first and 10, just inside their 20-yard line, right about the 18. There's no time running off the clock.
There's that I formation you were talking about.
Power I, Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgill in behind Hibbler. Hibbler takes a snap. They're going to pitch it out left side. Stodgill's going to turn up field. Up past the 20, get down about the 22.
Schwinn making the tackle for the Plainsmen.
Joe Schwinn, number 15, in on
the
top for
the Plain 7.
He called it three. I'm going to give him four. That's a pretty long three. So second about six is what it looks like from where we're at.
Yeah, it does.
It's up about the 22. 18 to the 22 is four in my book all day long. So
I think he needs to go back to high school and get some math.
Well, he's further down the press box. Power eye formation in behind Hibbler. Is they're going to hand off to the up back, which I believe was Pothoven. Oh, that was Rutledge. Rutledge is right
there. John McCary.
So Rutledge is going to pick up two.
Slaymaker making the tackle.
Slaymaker again on the defensive front for Belle Plaine making the stop. Pick up two, going to bring up third and four. As we're inside 11 minutes, no score is opening drive for the Warhawks. This time we're going to have Gleason out near side. As we have Hibbler, a little bit of a pistol with Stachel, Rutledge in the backfield. A little read option there.
Quarterback on the carry.
That's pretty close to the first down right there.
Yeah, the linesman from the other side come up. He got almost up to the 30, and that would be enough for a first down. Yep, they're going to move the chain.
First down.
Playmaker Schwinn and Alcott on the tackle at the 30-yard line. First down, Warhawks.
Nice play by Bortel. As the last week, we saw him run that read option a couple times, and a couple times he was able to make the pitch, and Stachel was able to make the edge. I'm sure we'll see a pretty heavy dose of Stodgill and Bortel here tonight. Again, Bortel in the pistol, Stodgill to right behind him, Rutledge to his left. Pitch is going to be near side. Stodgill runs over one of his own guys, past the 30 to the 32.
Just a couple of yards.
So pick up of two on the play. He's going to bring a second
down. Squires making the tackle, gain of two, second down.
We sound a little repetitive. It's because we're sitting right in front of the PA speaker, so as the PA announcer calls us.
I figured we're playing that game, repeater.
Yeah, we'll just repeat everything that he says. So, second down and eight. Ball just beyond the 30, sitting on the 32-yard line. Got Podhoven in the slot. Bortel in the little option. Going to hand off to Rutledge. Get back. He's up past the 40. Going to fall forward just off the 43. Oh, they're going to mark it down to 42. Slaymaker in on the stop for Bell Plains. That's going to move the chains. You know, and that's something, you know, Tommy, that the Warhawks have struggled getting off the bus and making an impact in the first quarter. We saw it last year, and so far this year, Cardinal, we played to a 6-6 tie last week at halftime, able to turn on in the second half. But the Warhawks can get off the bus and make something happen here in the first quarter. I think that's going to help them out.
Well, I do know that it's always something to – take someone's homecoming away from him. So.
Stodgill, the ball carrier, up to the 45-yard line.
Stodgill's going to take the handoff up the power eye off of the right side. The ball's about midfield. Pick up two. Again, second eight. Ball sitting on the 45-yard line.
Alcott making the tackle. Second down.
Second three.
Another power eye formation for the Warhawks with Podhoven and Rutledge. And Stodgill bringing up the back on that one. Ball's closer to the near side of the field. Again, power eye. Rutledge, Podhoven, and Stodgill. Hibbler under center for Bortel. I'm sorry, I keep saying Hibbler. Bortel, he's going to fake the handoff, roll out far side. He's going to tuck it and try and run up the sideline. He's going to make it past the 45, mark him out of bounds about the 47.
Maybe a gain of one.
Give it two.
Forcing Bortel out of bounds.
Because Bortel was looking to pass, and he just decided he could run for the sideline. Bortel was able to outrun him and make it out of bounds. Stop the clock with 8:37 to go. Third and five for the Warhawks.
Yeah, it was gain of two.
It's a big third down here for the Warhawks as they're about to midfield. Need to get to the Bell Plain 47 for a first down. As they go three wide, four wide. Bortel in the pistol. He goes to pass. And he's going to throw it up. We got a couple guys there. Oh, and the ball just beyond the reach of Gleason.
Bortel's pass intended for Gleason is complete, out of bounds.
Gleason had a
fourth down and five for the Warhawks.
Gleason had a chance at it. I think he would have been out of bounds if he'd have made the catch. But
right, I did have to give Stockdale some credit. He did two massive blocks back there, so
big block.
Back.
Big block to Bortel, enough time to throw.
Going deep for the placement. Bowen
back. Gage Simmons, number 10, in the punt
for the Warhawks.
He stands just inside his 35-yard line. They're going to take a timeout and talk about it. Coach Aaron wants to discuss it. You're listening to the first quarter North Mahaska Warhawk football action here on KIIC Radio, streaming live. First half football action being sponsored by Wendell Campbell State Farm in Oskaloosa. As we are your good neighbor State Farm agent there in Oskaloosa. Across from Family Video, a block down from Taco John's, 807 A Avenue West, or give us a call, 673-641-4462. First quarter action also brought to you by Crow Row Antiques. That's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa, something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl will find it. So Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon. And McGriff's of New Sharon for all your farm and home projects. Think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard heavy duty. Wood posts, including creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa, proud supporters of North Mahaska High School Athletics. So they're going to break huddle here. Simmons is going to be back to pump. He's going to be standing about just inside his 35.
That's Bolin, deep for the Plainsman.
Bolin back to field for the Plainsman. High snap. Simmons able to get it. Line drive kick's going to land about the 35, bounce forward to the 30, inside the 30, inside the 25, They're going to mark it down.
Yard punt by Simmons. Plains will take over the ball, first and 10.
Bell Plain have it first and 10.
That's
just
the
inside their 25, call it the 23. That's where Bell Plain's going to take over first and 10. Squire's coming in, number 18, listed as a 6 foot, 385-pound senior.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good-sized quarterback in my book. Bell Plain lines up. Little offset high formation in behind Squires. He's going to hand off right side. He's going to turn it upfield. He met it to 30 and fell short.
The 30.
It was long. Josh Long takes the carry up the right side for about 9 yards.
Hot Hoban on the tackle.
Good job making the tackle.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you, Tommy.
Up, 9 yards.
I don't know the reach offs out there on the...
I said 84.
So we're going to go with Tommy on that. Wide open in on the stop. So second and short for the Plainsmen. Squires under center with three backs and a line behind him. And it's going to be near side. He's going to make it up past the 35, fall forward to 36.
Fawcett.
And on the stop is Long, carried off left side and picked up about 4. That's going to bring up a first and 10
on the
36-yard line.
By Gleason and first down.
Tommy, I think they need your help over here. Calling what's going on. So first and 10, ball on the Bell Plain 36-yard line. Plains have come up to the ball. Three receivers far side, single back in behind Squires. Man comes in motion near side. Squires going to fake the handoff to the man in motion.
Playmaker on the carry.
Playmaker.
Close to the 45-yard line.
There was a slew of North Mahaska defenders. I think Hibbler was in there initially, made a big hit, but then Playmaker was able to...
9 second down, 1, just shy of the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Hibbler was on the big stop right there, so...
Hibbler put a big hit on him, but then Slaymaker was able to drag him forward and pick up 8 yards. So that's going to bring up a second short, second 2. The Plains have hurried to the line. Back in behind Squires. Yep, we got a little guy that jumped here on the near side. That's 57, Spencer Willett. As Willett, the near side guard, jumped a little quick.
Legal procedure against the Plainsman, 5 yards.
Procedural penalty on the Plainsman. They're going to bring the ball back. They'll bring a second 6. Ball right about their own 40-yard line. We're 6:40 to go. No score. First quarter action. North Mahaska Warhawks. Bell Plain Plainsman on homecoming Friday for the Plainsman. Two tight ends. Two backs in behind Squires. The handout is going to be near side. He's met at the 45.
Gets the first down. That's the 47.
Playmaker falls forward enough for a first down.
Stodgill
on the stop.
We've got 223s on the program, and I think he just keeps guessing between the two of them. So they had the same thing last week at Cardinal. Comes in motion near side. He's going to be near side. Up past the 50, the 45.
Going on the carry inside the 40-yard line of the Warhawks.
Down, going to make it down about the 37.
Down to the 38-yard line.
Fox is able to drag him down.
First down, Plainsman.
Vance Bolin, a 5'8" senior.
Making the tackle.
For the Plainsman offense. As the Plainsmen are moving the ball rather handily, first and second downs of all they've had so far. The Warhawks need to get them in a third down situation and try and stop this offensive attack. Squires under center with two backs behind him. Ball near side of the field. Man goes in motion far side. Two tight ends. Handoff's going to be near side. He's going
to
be caught at the line of scrimmage.
Down
to the 39. Number 79, Spiker in on the stop.
Spiker making the stop.
Hey, you got one right.
Yeah, I catch one every once in a while, Tommy. Spiker in on the stop for the Warhawks. That creates a second and about 8. They're going to give him 3, so second and 7. Plainsman comes to the line. Pitch is going to be near side. Good steal tackle. Up down past the 30 to the 27. Bowling to the Plainsman.
Blake Gleason on the stop.
Gleason is on the stop.
Making the stop.
We get down first down, close to first down. They're going to take a look at it
here for a measurement. ball right at the 28-yard line.
So the official's going to look at it. That gives us a chance to thank Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, once you place mall in Ottumwa. And we also thank American Cleaning, Jim Miller. We thank him for his sponsorship again this year. They're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water damage, from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is the one to call. Whatever you need cleaning, call Jim Miller, 641-660-8358. So with the response of the crowd, it wasn't enough for our first down. Down to about the 28. I gave them the 27, but close to the 28. First and 10 for the Plainsmen as they are marching. They started on about their own 26-yard line and are now inside the 30 of North Mahaska. Squires under center, going to hand off right side. Up past the 25 to the 20. He's going to make it out.
Josh Long
down to the 10.
Close to the 10-yard line.
Run out of bounds, but not before he picks up about 20.
Making the tackle.
Hot over there on the stop.
Yeah, he was.
So pickup of 18 for the Plainsmen.
And
give them a first and goal to go.
Down. Plainsmen.
Oh, he shows them the 11. So they can't get a first down without getting into the end zone. But a first and 10, knocking on the door for Belle Plain. Belle Plain was one of the teams last year that we played close if you take the first quarter out of the mix. There goes the motion. Handoff's going to be inside. Oh, big hit laid in there by number 52, Dakota Hudnut.
Bowling on the carry.
Bowling met Hudnut in the hole, and Hudnut let him know what was going on. Fell forward for a yard and a half, so they're going to bring up second and 8.
Tosser making the tackle.
I don't think so.
I thought I saw Hudnut on that one.
Hudnut's the one that tried to rearrange his helmet. Under center pitch is going to be near side. He's going to run for the sideline up past the 10 to the 5.
And on the carry.
And he's going to mark out of bounds short of the goal line.
Just short of the goal line.
As they just...
close to a first down.
Student body left. Bowling trying to outrun the...
Gleason.
Outrun Gleason. That was a bowling. That's long, number 16.
Verdell also on the tackle.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Pretty sure that's 16, not 26. I think that was Josh Long, senior running back on this Belle Plain. The first and goal to go inside the 2. Squire's going to hand out right side.
Playmaker's
going to take it into the score. With that yard run by Playmaker, that puts the Plainsmen up 6-0 with 4:24 left in the first quarter. The Plainsmen are coming out in kind of an interesting formation here to the left. Squires and a pistol with the entire offensive line over to the left. And they're going to run this side, and they're going to make it in. That's the pitch with the bowling. They came out and lined up the entire offensive line aside from the center on this left edge of the field. Pitched it to Bowling, and Bowling was just able to outrun all the defenders. So, with a two-point conversion, that puts the Belle Plain Plainsmen up 8-0. 4:24 to go here in the first quarter as Coach Harris is going to talk to his defense as the Plainsmen were able to move the ball rather easily down the field. With the break in action, you're listening to first quarter North Mahaska Warhawks football on KIIC Radio. Home for all the scores on Friday nights, you can check out the locker room show that we are partnered with Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. So you can listen on KIIC Radio, or you can tune it up to Channel 15, Fox 15 out of Ottumwa, and watch the locker room show every Friday night from 10 to 11 o'clock, where they're going to break down all the weekly scores around Southern Iowa.
It'll be Slaymaker kicking off to the Plainsmen.
They only did 5 push-ups.
Pothoven for the Warhawks.
This is the,
they got 3 more to go.
The cheerleaders were doing push-ups for the 8 points scored by the Plainsmen. So Gleason and Pothoven back to receive the kick by Slaymaker. Comes up toward the line. Low line drive kick. Somebody fielded at the 20 by Gleason up past the 30, the 35. Oh, over the middle of the field. That's past the 40.
42-yard line.
And he's going to be drugged down to 42, but he saw the hole, and he had an opportunity there.
Yard return by Gleason.
Good return by Gleason.
And Slaymaker on the tackle.
If I wasn't standing there, he would have been gone.
Very much so. He kind of tripped him up, was able to get him the shoestrings. So good field position for the Warhawks. They start out on their own 42-yard line. Looking at some of the other scores, not a whole lot of other scores going on right now. Tierney, Kyoto, and Iowa City, Regina. That Regina team coming off a loss to Solon. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge here on the inside. He's going to make it up past the 45, the 50.
Drives down to the 48-yard line.
Going to get into the Plainsman territory.
9-yard pickup.
And we're going to look at it. I think he got enough for our first down.
Yeah. Righty on the tackle.
Really close. About a half a yard is all he needs to pick up the first down, but into Plainsman territory. But Iowa City, Regina up 14-0 over Sigourney, Kyoto there tonight. Regina coming off a loss to Solon, which I want to say it's been 4.5 or almost 5 years since Regina has lost a game.
Yeah, something like that.
Power eye formation in behind. Portell as he handed off. Little option. Portell's going to tuck it, make it up past the 45, down to the 40.
On the carry, picks up the first down at the Plainsman 42-yard line. On the tackle.
They've been running that option read very well. Ella and Oskaloosa, number one team in 3A, playing at Oskaloosa tonight. I know a big big game where me and Tommy are from. A lot of Marine going to be in that stadium tonight, but I bet there's going to be a lot of green making its way over from Pella as the Dutchmen visit the Indians tonight.
Yeah.
First and 10, ball on the Belle Plaine 42 for the Warhawks. Portell in. He's going to fake a handoff.
Portell on the keeper.
A little option read and turn it back uphill, back up to the 40.
About 2 yards.
He's going to get two. He's going to bring a second and 8 for the Warhawks.
Quinn and Yuko.
Be huge right here, you know, Tommy, for the Warhawks to go ahead and answer that score by the Plainsman.
Yes, it would be.
Inside 3 minutes, 2:52 on the clock for the first quarter. Power eye formation in behind Bortel. It's Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgehill. And it's going to be left side Stodgehill. He follows his team.
Stodgehill on the carry.
We got Fly penalty.
On the field. The laundry is on the field.
Long and Jacoby on the tackle. We've got a flag down on the far end side of the field.
Stodgehill started to turn upfield and thought he'd try and bounce it outside.
I think there's a face mask.
Either a face mask or a hold is generally in that. Oh, they're going to
get clipping.
A clipping call on the defense. As one of the Belle Plaine Plainsmen went for the knees of the Warhawk offense. I believe that's the 10 yards, so that's going to get a fresh set of downs for North Mahaska.
Isn't that 15?
Oh, that is a 15. You're right. So that's going to bring the ball down inside the 25. Just the nose of the ball inside the 25. So a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. Going to bring them up first and 10 from the Belle Plaine 25-yard line. 2:36 to go in the first quarter.
The Plainsmen
leading this one 8-0. But the Warhawks stringing a good series together. Offset eye behind Bortels. Bortels in the pistol here. Little option read. He's going to let Rutledge have it. Going to get it up past the 20, down to about the 18.
Inside the 20-yard line.
Pick up about 7.
Hugel making the tackle.
Going to bring up 19. Second 5 for the Warhawks.
Second down and 5.
Twin Cedar 6, Meltzer Dallas 14. Those two teams knocking on each other's doorsteps. Not many other. Lone Tree down 7-0 to Van Buren. Power eye in behind Bortel. He's going to let Stodgehill have it. Stodgehill's going to run near.
He's got
a
big ball.
20, 10, 5, inside the 5.
Inside the 5 at the 3-yard line.
Down to the 3-yard line. Great pickup by Stodgehill.
16-yard gain.
First and goal for the Warhawks.
First and goal to go for the Warhawks with a pickup of 16 by Stodgehill. Gets him down inside the 5, and he just about broke that one in for the score. But will be great for this Warhawk offense to be able to answer that score by the Plainsman. First and goal to go. Ball, they're going to mark it on the 4, so first and goal to go. Offset eye in behind Bortel. Bortel in the pistol. Ball near side of the field. They head off to the up back. Oh, ball comes out. Oh.
Oh. 10-yard line.
Ball comes out on the play. Stodgehill and Bortel both tried to fall on the ball, and just the ball is out of their reach. Belle Plaine recovers the ball as the Warhawks were knocking on the door. Belle Plaine takes over just inside their 10-yard line, and Squires is going to take over And it's Belle Plaine offense, first and 10. Those are the ball on their own 10-yard line. Single back behind Squires. Man coming in motion near side. They're going to hand off to the man in motion. He's going to be drugged out in the backfield. That was Hibbler.
Hold on, 13.
Hibbler dragging down Boland.
And
loss of two plus a three.
2 yards.
Yeah, I'm going to give him three. That'll bring up second and 13 for Belle Plaine, as this will be a big defensive stop here for the Warhawks.
Be a great defensive stop.
Man, they were just getting ready to score. Had marks down the field. Great field position set up by a return by Gleason, and then a fumble on the doorstep. Squires under center, two receivers near side. They're going to roll back the pass. Have a man down the field, and ball incomplete. Portell in on the defense, and pass intended for 26, Boland.
Fires pass to Boland, incomplete. Portell defending on the play.
Good great defense by Portell. He was in his face. Not a real great throw by Squires, but Portell was all over it if he would have caught it.
Yeah, I mean, his hand was right there in his face, and I don't think he saw the ball coming.
I think he would have had a tough time coming down with it if he would have caught it. So that's going to bring up third and long, third and 13, ball inside the Plainsman 10. They're going to send three receivers out far side, single back and behind Squires. Take the stunt. Squires is going to roll out far side to pass. Has a man down the middle of the field. The ball too hot to handle.
Pass. Squires
Boland again.
For
Boland was cutting across the middle of the field.
Fourth down for the Plainsman.
Again, Portell kind of drew the short straw, had the defense, but ball was too hot. But Portell was there. I don't think he'd have had a chance to come down with it if he would have caught it. So Gleason and Pothover are going to be back at the Belle Plaine 45 to receive the punt on 4th and 13.
I don't think they're punting.
They're not going to punt here. We'll wait and see what happens. Got a little quick kick.
Oh.
Quick kick by Boland. Gleason's going to get it on the 40, drop it. He's just going to fall on top of it down to the 35. So he started running without the ball. I think he saw an opening as Squires took the snap, pitched it back to Boland, and Boland
was covering for the Warhawks. It'd be first down.
Boland with a quick kick, but that's still going to be great field position for the Warhawks as they get first and 10 on the 36-yard line of Belle Plaine. Number 8, Trent Wanders comes onto the field with the play. You'll have Wanders out near side here, wide receiver, Pothoven in the slot. Far side. We're on the short side of the field here as North Mahaska goes left to right as you're facing your radio. Pitch is going to be far side to Stacio. Stacio following his blockers up past the 35, down to the 30.
Inside the 30 yard
line. Going to get down about the 28. Pick up at the 8.
Uko making the tackle.
Uko. With that, that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. And the first quarter sees all Plainsmen so far, but Warhawks been able to move the ball.
Second down.
Belle Plaine 8, North Mahaska Warhawks 0. Gives us a chance to thank some more of your sponsors. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell out of Oskaloosa. Got touchdown Tommy Dickinson with me tonight. You're listening to Week 3 of Friday Night Life as we're bringing it to you at KIICradio.com. Streaming live all of the scores, one station. Check out the locker room show tonight after the game from 10 to 11 o'clock. It's J. Mill and the boys bring it on Fox 15 from Ottumwa. We're on 96.7. Undercrunch.
Hey,
all
welcome
one
this evening to the class of 64.
I want to thank Medicap Pharmacy. They're the knowledgeable and professional caring staff. The Medicap staff knows me, and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions. I know they care, and that's the Medicap Pharmacy
here
in Oskaloosa. Homecoming night here at Belle Plaine. Sees the Plainsmen leading the Warhawks 8-0 as we get set to kick off the second quarter. And I say kickoff, the Warhawks are going to have the ball, second about 3 to go inside the Plainsman 30-yard line. Hello, better with Boyd U.S. Cellular. Boyd U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop into one of their four locations, at Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better, Boyd's.
Hello,
U.S. Cellular.
Awesome. Quick stats real quick. We had 13 run plays for 84 yards.
84 yards offense in that first quarter for the Warhawks.
And one turnover.
One turnover. The fumble. They were knocking on the door, but They're going to come out Fortell with a power eye behind him. Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgehill fall near side of the field. The handoff's going to be Stodgehill. Stodgehill have a
bubble on the play.
Has a touchdown keeping his seat. He was down.
They're going to call him down. That's the 28-yard line of the Plainsman.
High school football, you do not have to be down by contact. If your knee hits the ground, you are down. So no gain on the play. He's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 for the Warhawks.
Just like college.
Very true. Very true. High school football, you can't run it out of the end zone either. If you catch it in the end zone,
it's over.
Touchback. So, Bella Christian 0, Albia 0, as the Albia Blue Demons following up a 12-1 season. A good team down there, that Blue Demon team. And that's going to be near side of Stodgehill. Stodgehill's going to run out past the 25.
To the 25.
And that's going to be enough for a first down.
That'll be a first down for the Warhawks. Gumball making the tackle.
They're going to mark him beyond the 20. Well, they're going to mark him right down at the 25. So they're going to move the chains. 1st and 10. Well, the Warhawks is there and marching again. Wanderers comes on the field with the play. Bortel into the huddle. Now, some of these other guys, we don't get to call their name and number very often, but you look at the rest of this offensive line. Caleb Gipple, a sophomore center. A little pistol formation here. A little deception. Bortel down to the 20.
By Squires.
Going to pick up 5. There's a little option read. He had both Pothoven and Wanderers in both in flanker positions.
Just kind of either side. Second down.
Faked the handoff to Stodgehill, and then he ran right behind him.
He's got to protect that ball a little bit more.
Yeah, he kind of had the ball out there like he was carrying a loaf of bread, and that doesn't normally work out very well. Cole Rosendahl coming on. Gage Simmons runs off. They break huddle, ball toward the middle of the field. Wanders far side, Rutledge and Pothoven. Slots.
Oh,
high snap. Stodgehill
back outside the 30-yard line.
Stodgehill's going to fall on top of it in a 3rd and short. A high snap that Bortel couldn't handle, so that's going to bring up a 4th down.
Stodgehill recovering the...
Third down. The guy on the far side of the field
moved
the number pretty quick. So that's going to bring a 3rd and 17, so 3rd and long with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Plainsman leading this one 8-0. And the Warhawks were marching down the field. 4 receivers set for the Warhawks. Bortel in the pistol with Stodgehill behind him. This time a low snap. Bortel able to get away. Runs to the near sideline. He lowers his shoulder and runs down to the 30.
Jumba on the tackle. Bortel, the quarterback, on the carry after the low snap. Fumble. That's the 32-yard line.
Yeah, mark him out of bounds at the 32.
Bring up 4th down.
So that's going to bring up a 4th and long for the Warhawks. Rutledge and Rosendahl come back on the field. Interested to see. I think we're a little far for a field goal, but you're not. So they're going to set up in the power eye, go for it here on 4th and 17, ball on the 32-yard line. Pothoven goes out. Rutledge on the carry. He falls forward for about 2. That's
right,
not going to be enough. They're going to turn over on down.
He also on the tackle. The Plainsman take over on down.
Plainsman will get a 1st and 10, ball
first
on their own 30-yard line.
Their own 31-yard line.
So they were moving the ball really well, Tommy.
They were.
A couple bad snaps just derailed what they were trying to do. The Squires in this Plainsman offense going to come to the ball. They run a 3-back set. The 3 backs are all parallel in behind Squires. Squires, the handoff's going to be near side. We're going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Break a tackle and fall short.
That's 33-yard line. Tight of foul.
Number 78, but there's not a number 78 on my score sheet.
Now I remember they had that last year. Could that be Zach Davis?
That could be Davis. Let's see if we can figure out who number 78 is. Man comes in motion near side behind Squires. It's a 2nd and 8. Pitch is going to be near side. He's going to turn up field at the sideline. He's driven
close to the 40.
Driven out of bounds about the 38. Pick up a 4. 79 Spiker, I know that. 78.
Pothoven.
Pothoven.
Pothoven's 84.
Third down.
Don't figure out who 79 Spiker. We still don't figure out who number 78 is. Third and short for the Plainsmen as the defense looks to make a big stop here. Man comes in motion near side behind Squires. And that's going to be the up back. He's going to cut up to the 40.
He's going to be on the carry.
Drug down. As Hibbler and Gleason able to drag him down, but not before he picks up enough for the first down.
Gleason.
Plainsman going to pick up a fresh set down.
Hibbler on the tackle.
2-yard line. Gleason and Hibbler both put a pretty good hit on him, but he was already past the first down marker. The officials, there we go. Officials have stopped the clock. They're going to wind it back up here as they spot the ball and move the chains. The sustained drives, we've had the offense for the Warhawks were out on the field for quite a while, just not able to come back with anything. Two tight ends set for the Plainsmen, Squire under center. You know, it's going to be a little end around this near side. He's going to make a pass to 40, the 50. He's got nothing but daylight. That's number 26, Poland. And he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Bell Plain. 57 yards run by Poland.
57 yards. Touchdown run by Poland.
That hurt.
Poland runs it in for 57 yards out. Little deception. Take the handoff as Poland came in motion, and he ran around the near side and was able to run 57 yards to Pater. That puts the Plainsmen up 14-0 with 7:08 to go in the second quarter. North Mahaska offense have been on the field, have been able to move the ball, just haven't had any points to be able to show for it. Again, Squires lines up in the pistol. He's going to run it near side and cut in. Squires is going to run it in. 2-point conversion. 2 points is good, and that puts the Plainsmen up 16-0 with 7:08 to go. You're listening to First Half Action, sponsored by State Farm Insurance in Oskaloosa. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent. Stop in and see us for Auto, Home, Life, Bank. 807 A Avenue West, across from Family Video in Oskaloosa. Thank some more of our sponsors here. We thank Proline Building Company. Proline, building dreams, that's what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dreams with a Proline building. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and doing the job right the first time. Visit their website today at iowadreambuilder.com. Book your dream today. As the Plainsmen are set to kick off for the third time in this first half, leading the Warhawks 16-0. Gleason and Pothoven from back to receive for the
receiving
for the Warhawks. We're starting to get a little light drizzle when we're out here in Belle Plaine. I'd like to see that blow over rather quickly.
Oh.
Kick, low line drive kick right at Pothoven. Through Pothoven's arms, he's able to field inside the 15. Up past the 20. Oh, brought down about the 40-yard
line. Gets out to the 19-yard line.
He returns at about 9 yards, but 19.
Yards to the 19, 8-yard return. Reinicke making the tackle.
That's going to give the Warhawks first and 10, ball on their own 19-yard line.
First down, Warhawks at the 19-yard line.
As we can see, facing back toward the south, we can kind of see some darker clouds moving our way, Tommy.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain pretty good here for a little bit.
Well, really great, so. We're standing out. Ball on the near side of the field. Power eye in behind Portell. And that's going to be the Stodge Hill.
Stodge Hill on the carry.
Left, spins around the right side. Going to give him about a yard.
Playmaker on the tackle.
Going to bring up a second and 9.
That's 30-yard line. Your 1-yard pickup.
6:47 to go in the second quarter.
20-yard line. First. Second down, 9 for the Warhawks.
As Wonders comes in with the play, Rutledge runs off. Next week we'll be back at home with BGM. Oh, it's the North Mahaska. BGM coming off a big year for that program. Lost a lot of seniors. 4 receivers set for Bortel. Bortel in the pistol. Going to roll off near side. Oh, Well, he's going to be drug out inside the pod.
We're lost back at the
1 yard line.
Utah and Squires making the tackle on Bertel.
They're going to mark him down at the 4.
Yard line at the 4.
As he rolled out, it looked like they had set up a screen. And nobody there for Bertel to throw it to. So Bertel attempted to try and run away from the tacklers. And on the screen, they'd let a lot of those defensive linemen through.
Third down, 26.
Huge loss of about 17.
17-yard loss.
There's an I formation in behind Bertel. Bortel's going to keep it off left tackle. He's going to run up past the 5 to the 10.
10-yard line.
He's going to pick up 6.
Reineke making the tackle, and it'll bring up fourth down now.
It's going to bring
fourth
up
down and 20.
Fourth and 20, so look to see the Warhawks probably kick this one away.
Will be deep for the Plainsmen. It'll be Simmons cutting for the Warhawks.
Bowen and Elon back to receive is, I believe, Gage Simmons. Simmons will be in there to kick for the Warhawks. Simmons, good boot. Elon's going to be up about the 40. And there he's going to be met.
40-yard line, no return.
No return as he's met there by.
We got a penalty.
It'll be a 29-yard punt.
29-yard punt. We're going to wait and see what.
At the 39-yard line of the Warhawks.
And then we got a
block in the back.
Block in the back by the Plainsmen. That's going to back him up another 10, which will give the Plainsmen first and 10 ball at midfield.
That's Bell Plains' third penalty.
Third penalty of the night for the Plainsmen. But they've been able to overcome the penalty yards so far, leading this one 16-0.
It's only 30 yards.
Still 30 yards of negative.
Back by the Plainsmen. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. Put the ball back at the 49-yard line.
Just inside the 50.
Warhawks, first down.
Give the Plainsmen first and 10. Ball in the Warhawk territory.
As Reachaw on the last tackle.
Squires under center, two backs. Man comes in motion to the near side. Pitch is going to be near side. Got a little bit of a reverse. But he's going to be met. And dropped. Elon's going to lose about 2 yards. A little bit of a deception for the Plainsmen, but the Warhawk defensive line was able to stay at home. Stotchill able to make a big stop and loss of 2 for the Plainsmen.
The second down.
Colton Davis came in, hit him after the play.
Loss of 2.
Davis able to get a big hit. So second and 12 for the Plainsmen now on their side of the field. Two backs in behind Squires. Man comes in motion near side. Pitch is going to be to this near side. Hibbler and Bortel both there able to meet him and lost about another yard.
Loss of a yard.
Bortel and Hibbler were both there and ready for it.
And Bortel on the tackle. Third down.
That's going to bring up third and long, which we haven't seen the Plainsmen in any third and long situations so far tonight. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Listen to the first half action of the North Nebraska Warhawks on KIIT Radio, KIICradio.com. Squires under center, two backs, two tight ends. Man in motion to the far side. Squires is going to drop back to pass. Pass is going to be near side. Going to be caught at the 45. Drug down inside the 45 to the 44.
Long was the receiver.
Spiker on the stop.
Spiker in on the stop. As they were looking to throw far side, and Stodgill saw what was happening, able to step back in coverage, so they threw near side. That's going to bring up fourth and about 5 for the Plainsmen.
Ostra and Spicer on the tackle. It'll bring up fourth down and a long 4.
Number 66.
Reineke back to punt for the Plainsmen.
Reineke.
Lisa and Pothoven.
They're going to fake handoff inside. Pothoven's going to be on the ground, and North Nebraska is going to fall on it. And North Mahaska is going to get the ball back in great field position. As Squires handed it off, a little deception on the
48-yard
on the way of the Plainsmen. And weren't able to get the handle on it. Great play by the
recovery for the Warhawks.
By the Warhawk defense. They were able to sniff it out and then fall on the ball. So that's going to give them first and 10 just outside of Belle Plaine territory on their own 48-yard line. 2:51 to go. Important for the Warhawks to... We could punch it in, put a score on the board. would be huge for this Warhawk offense going into halftime. Mortel in the pistol. Rutledge and Stodgill in behind him. Little option. He's going to let Rutledge have it. Past midfield to 45. He's going to pick up about 11.
Long making the stop.
Needed 10, got 11. Long able to come in and hit him right in the knees, knock him down, but not before he picked up a first down. Stops the clock with 2:42 to go here in the second quarter.
They got the first down at the 42-yard line.
So there again, this Warhawk offense is able to move the ball, but mental mistakes, fumble on the last series inside the 10, as the handoff's going to be right side to Stodgill. He's going to be up past the 40, down to the 46.
Down to the 36,
I'm sorry.
Line. 36 or 7.
Pick up about 5. I'm bringing up second and 5 as the clock starts to run inside 2 minutes. We're close to inside. We've got 2 minutes, 10 seconds. The offense is going to need to kind of speed it up here as our timetable gets shortened right before half.
2 minute drill.
Power eye in behind Bortel. That's Fothoven, Rutledge, and Stodgill in the back. We're going to hand off left side. Stodgill is going to cut it upfield, make it down to the 32, 33. They're going to say he dropped the ball, so Belplaine's going to take over.
He dropped the ball, but it looks like his knee is down, too.
34-yard line.
Couldn't really, from where me and Tommy are sitting, you couldn't really see, but then this near side line judge came running in and marking that, or at least motioning in his hands, that Belplaine was going to be going the other way with the ball. So Squires, wide receiver each side, single back in behind Squires. Squires going to step back, man crossing. Threw in behind his receiver, intended for number 16, Long.
Squires pass intended for Josh Long, incomplete.
He threw in behind him. This Squires looks like the kind of kid you'd have at quarterback. 6'3", 185 is how we have him listed in the program. Kind of guy you think could get out there and sling the ball a little bit, but it's been all ground pounding so far for the Plainsmen.
Both teams.
The incomplete pass stops the clock with a minute 46 to go in the second quarter. There's a light mist starting to come to the field. Three backs in behind Squires. Man's going to go in motion far side. Fake the pitch. Handoff's going to be up the middle. Oh, and he's going to make it down to the 40, 35, and he's going to take off. And he's going to take it in for the score. 66-yard run for Boland with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. He goes 66 yards.
Touchdown run by
Vance Boland. Vance Boland takes it to the house. And Boland able to run it right up the gut to take it all the way in for the score. Mist is starting to get a little heavier. as we are on the eastern side of the... They're going to go for two. Pitch is going to be outside. Bowen's going to be stopped.
Back and dropped back on the 10-yard line. That'll be no good.
What would be a little bit of a bright spot in the first quarter, the Warhawks are finally able to stop the... Kind of an awkward two-point conversion as the Plainsmen line up five down linemen on the far side of the field, hike the ball on the near side of the field with just the center and the quarterback Squires in behind him. So with that score, that puts the Plainsmen up 22-0. We've got a minute 35 before half. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIICradio.com. It's going to give us the chance to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Slumberland. Don't miss the sales going on at Slumberland Furniture. Prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off list. Everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale was last week. The sales are going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. This is going to bring on number 30, Slaymakers. He gets ready to kick off, releasing the Pothoven back on their old 15-yard line for the Warhawks.
Slaymaker kicking off for the Plainsmen. Lisa Pothoven receiving
line drive kick near side the pothole. He's going to step up and take it at the 22. Going to make it up past the 30, 35. Going to break another tackle and be drugged down about the 38. Good return by Potthoven. That's where the Warhawks are going to have a minute 28 to go before halftime to try and make something happen.
It's Brody Boland taking the tackle.
My paper is getting wet.
Right, the miss has lightened up a little bit, but still a real heavy mist in the air.
18-yard return by Potthoven.
Good return. If we could get a big play here right before half,
give the 32.5 yard line.
Give the Warhawks something to talk about at halftime. And it's going to be the up back Rutledge. Rutledge is going to make it up past the 40.
Not over the 40 to about the 41.
Pick up about 3. That's going to bring me up a second and 7. Second and 7 for the Warhawks. Clock running. We're down minute 10 in the second quarter. Before halftime, and so far, just the mental mistakes, couple fumbles lost, one lost real deep into Belle Plaine territory. Martell under center, two backs behind him. Pitch is going to be far side. Stodgy is going to turn up field up past the 40 to 45.
So
going to
make
it up to the sideline. It's going to be run out of bounds inside the 45, down about the 42.
By Boland at the 42-yard line.
Pick up of about 18 for Stodgy. And run out of bounds was good. Heads up play by him getting out of bounds is going to stop the clock.
I didn't think he wanted to go out of bounds.
Well, he didn't. I think if he was trying to run that last defender, he'd have had a lot of green ahead of him. But running out of bounds is going to stop the clock. 49.4 to go. So Bortel in the pistol, two backs in behind him. Little read option. Bortel's going to tuck and keep it. Good block by Stodgill. He's going to make it around 35 to 30, be run out of bounds on about the 28.
Bounds inside the 30.
A great run. Down. Great run by Bortel. Is that read option. He had the ball in Rutledge's gut. Was able to pull it back, let Stodgill get in front of him.
At the 29-yard line.
Stodgill threw a great block. A great block for him. He's able to make the edge and then run up the sideline and run out of bounds. 42.3 seconds to go before halftime. Warhawks looking to make some noise before we go into half. Is there trail in the plays been 22-0? Ball inside the 30, down to 29. Again, Bortel in the pistol with Rutledge and Stodgill behind him. Pitch is going to be far side to Stodgill. Stodgill up past the 30, down to the 26.
Brody Boland may
pick up 4. Yeah, they're going to give him the 27, so pickup of about
5.
4.5. We'll give him 5. So pick up a 5. North Massacre is going to take a timeout to preserve what little time's left. We've got 35.7 to go before halftime. As they look to make a little noise and try and get in the end zone as the Belle Plaine defense has stymied them so far. Fumble inside the 10 and then a fumble as they were moving the ball last series as well. Belle Plaine up 22-0. Proline Building Company, if new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity, putting their customers first. Bids are fair and honest. Their crews work hard to get the job done right and on time. Because of this, Proline's calendar is filling up for the year and even into next year. Don't wait. Visit Proline Building Company's website at iowadreambuilder.com. Call today.
And they're coming back out.
So our light mist has returned. As the Warhawks get set to try and punch one in here before halftime. 4 receivers set for Bortel. Stodgill in behind him. Bortel's going to tuck it and run. He's going to get down inside, down to the 35.
Reineke, playmaker on the tackle.
They were ready. They spread the field.
Down in 5.
Spread the field, and Bortel tried to run that one, and North Mahaska is going to take their second time out of the half. And so we think Windstream, KIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundle package that includes free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices. Free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle, 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. So call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Thank Windstream for their sponsorship this year. Our light mist has returned again. 29.8 to go, 3rd and 6. Ball on the Belle Plaine 25-yard line for this Warhawk offense. Looking to get something into the end zone before we go in at half. Again, 4 receivers set, 3 receivers near side, 1 receiver far. Bortel and Wastacia behind him. Bortel's going to run near side. Going to have a guy down the middle of the field, and he was there for the defense.
Interference.
And flag's going to come out as the defender was there, but he was there a little early. That'd be a 15-yard penalty, I believe, which would give the Warhawks a 1st and 10 down on their the Belle Plaine 10-yard line. Going to wait to see a motion from the official here. Defensive pass interference
against the Plainsman.
As the defender was there just a little early. And with that penalty, that's going to give the Warhawks 1st and 10 just inside the 15. So that must have been a 10-yard variety. I didn't know there was a 10-yard variety.
But is it half the distance to the goal?
You think it is a half? You know what? Yeah, that's probably right, Tommy. They're inside the 30. So half the distance, that's going to give the Warhawks 1st and 10, ball on their 14. That must have been a half the distance call. So going to take a timeout and talk about it. We're not sure who took a timeout here.
Belle Plaine.
Belle Plaine
first
with
down at the 12-yard line.
Leaves them with 1 in the half.
Leaves Belle Plaine with 2. Oski has, or North Mahaska has 0.
Well, according to the scoreboard, they still have 2 and 1. I was just going off of what they what they showed out there. So we're going to check some area scores while we think about a couple other big games. Pella Christian 6, Albia 7, as the Blue Demons look to go 3-0 in the season. Sheraton up 12-0 over Sadell. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 12, West Marshall 0. Wayne Gordon up 20-6 over Moravia. North Mahaska down 22-0. That's the game you're listening to here as we with 24.2 to go in the half. North Mahaska knocking on the doorstep. So they got a 1st and 10 on the 13 with 24.2 to go. Iowa City, Regina starting to run away from Sigourney Kyoto 28-0. Pella, first quarter, Pella up 13-0 over Oskaloosa. The Warhawks going to come to the line. Offset eye. Back with Bortel. He's got Rutledge to his right. Stodgill behind him. And it's going to be Rutledge. They're going to fling the ball across. Ball intended for Wanders. Pass incomplete. Stop the clock. Bring up 2nd and 10 with 20.7 to go. As that play only took four and a half seconds off the clock. 2nd and 10. Ball on the 13. Warhawks looking to punch it in right here before half.
Bowling knocking the pass down. Bring up 2nd down.
Bowling in on the defense, but the pass is a little hot for Wongers. Tell him the pistol. He'll take the handoff. Oh. Stodgill running around the far side.
3rd down.
Stodgill hadn't even turned his head around him. Bortel had the ball on him right over his helmet. So incomplete pass, bring up 3rd and 10, ball on the 13. Got to think this is 4-down territory for the Warhawks, who's just trying to get on the scoreboard here before halftime. As the Plainsmen will be receiving the second half kick, they won and deferred to the second half. It's been all Plainsmen so far as they lead this one 22-0. 17.8 to go before halftime. Belle Plaine homecoming. Bortel in the pistol. Rutledge with power read. Going to give the ball to Rutledge. Rutledge is going to make it inside the 10. Still on his feet. Make it down to the 9. That's where they're going to not going to take a timeout. As the clock continues to run, they're not going to have enough time.
That's the halftime.
Wow.
Plainsmen leads 2-0 at halftime.
Pick up a 5, and the officials, I tell you what, they're coming. I kind of a really tough time criticizing the officials most of the time, but the officials really took their sweet time placing the ball.
They did.
With about 15 seconds to go, they took about 14 and a half seconds of that just to get the ball in place and so they'd be ready for play. So with that, Coach Arrett, he's letting the officials kind of know about it here. As the officials are standing around Coach Arrett. But, yeah, you know, the end of that play, they wind the clock here for the halftime. We have about 15 minutes to go. There again, I really have a tough time criticizing what the officials do, but it sure seems like they had a lot of time to place that ball and just didn't get it done. So we're going to take a break here for halftime. You're listening to North Mass Warhawk football. So far, all Belle Plaine Plainsmen as they lead this one 22-0. Belle Plaine homecoming. Look to see the Warhawks come out in the second half, try and spoil homecoming for the Plainsmen, as we'll be back in about 10 minutes to break down the first half and bring you the second half action here on KIIC Radio. I have to turn it off. The Warhawks are set to kick to the Plainsmen. This first half was all Belle Plaine. They're leading this one 22-0. As we saw, the Warhawks marched down the field a couple of times, but just not able to punch it in. A fumble inside their own 10-yard line, and a fumble out about the 30-yard line. Belle Plaine the ball back. Spiker up to kick. Short kick. It's going to be fielded. Sealed about the 37 by the Plainsmen. That's 16 long. He was one of the
yard line. First down, Belle Plaine.
One of the up-backs. Belle Plaine's got to stick over there first and 10. But, you know, Tommy, we're talking about just nothing the Warhawks were able to capitalize on. They got the ball up and down the field, it seemed like. Had a decent yip totals.
I got some totals for North Mahaska. I'll get those to you after this play.
And then it's a handoff near side, up past the 40, 50. He's going to run near side 40, 35, and he's going to be drug out of bounds by Pothoven. A big pickup.
Pothoven taking the tackle on Long.
Long takes the first play of the second half. Picks up about 35, and that's going to set the fresh set of downs.
33-yard run by Long.
33 yards on that play.
That's
first and 10 now from the Warhawks 28. Long Slaymaker. And now it's going to be near side. That's going to be Long again. He's going to be met by Fortell. Fortell drags him out of bounds about the 25.
Fortell making the stop. Bossett also on the tackle.
Bowen, Long, and Slaymaker make up this backfield of Plainsman as they're
second down.
Run kind of an odd instead of an I formation. It's almost a
Z.
I guess a Z. They're in a straight line. They're just vertical as opposed to horizontal. So, and that's going to be right side to Long. Long's going to make it up
Long
past the 25 down to the 22. They're going to give him the 21-yard line as he falls forward. And that's going to bring him a third down. They're down at about four before the plane.
Lampere on the stop, and it'll be third down.
Third and four. The Plainsmen haven't had a whole lot of third down plays to run tonight as they've been moving the ball very easily against the Warhawk defense. One punt that I can think of in the first half.
Yeah, they had one punt.
Squires under center, man, comes in motion. And that's going to be the near side. He's met. They're going to be drugged down at the 20. Slaymaker.
Inside the 30-yard or 20-yard line.
Hibbler was in there. Fawcett was in there.
The 20. It'll bring up fourth down at about 10.
Lampier was in there. So fourth and two for the Plainsmen.
Henshaw.
It'll be a big fourth down stop for this Warhawk defense.
Making the stop. Fourth down.
Yeah, you know they're going to go for it because they haven't been able to kick the ball very well.
Yeah, it's a couple of weird kicks tonight for the Plainsmen. Two wide receivers, the Squires under center, with two backs in behind him. Squires going to take it, run ahead, and fall forward down to the 15.
Squires on a quarterback sneak, picks up the first down.
Needed two, he picked up five. That's going to bring, get a fresh set of downs for the Plainsmen. Just starting inside into the second half, the Plainsmen lead this one 22-0 over the Warhawks.
Well, at least rain has stopped for the moment.
Yeah, we had a little spitting rain there in the first half, but at halftime that stopped. Pitch is going to be near side, and he outruns the tackler, but he is then game tackled by
Bowler
the rest
the
of
tackle,
the...
Pulls the pile forward at the...
The Tibbler.
About the 12-yard line.
Tibbler had him in the backfield, but he was able to run away and pick up positive yards. Picked up two. That'll bring up a second eight for Belle Plaine.
Spiker. Hibbler on the tackle.
The whole right side defense was on that tackle.
Oh, yeah, the whole right side was there. Squires under center, single receiver out far side. He comes in motion, two backs. And a fake the pitch and roll out far side, and there's going to be a flag on the play, but he's going to get down inside the five, inside the...
Squires on the carry, into the end zone.
He's going to get into the end zone, but we've got a flag on the field back at the 15.
Lock in the back.
A hold.
Lothoven was on the tackle.
So scoring play by Squires.
Holding penalty against Belle Plaine.
But the holding penalty is going to bring it back, and that's going to bring up a second and about 18 for the Plainsmen. Squires was faked the pitch, rolled out far side, and was able to make it in the 12 yards for the score, but the penalty is going
to
bring it back
to the 25-yard line.
First and 20, or second and 20, check that. Second and 20 for the Plainsmen, ball spotted on the 25-yard line. Now, this is something that so far tonight, both teams have kind of stayed away from a lot of the penalties.
Well, first half, Belle Plaine had four penalties for 45 yards.
Not able to get much out of it. Handoff's going to be far side. He's going to be game tackled.
On the carry, no gain on the play. It'll bring up third down for the
Plainsmen.
maybe a loss of one.
Fleener
on the tackle.
Grant Fleener in on the tackle. He's going to lose about another
yard. It'll bring up third down.
Second 21, third and 21 now for the Plainsmen. Because finally, penalties kind of backed him up to the point where hopefully this Warhawk defense can make a stop. They've been tested tonight. Two of the scores for the Plainsmen in the first half were 50-plus yard.
Yeah, you had a 52 and 66.
Yep.
That sound right?
Yep. So, now three receivers set for the Plainsmen. Three receivers near side is Pothoven, Stodchill, and Gleason out to defend. Little
screen
check
pass.
Screen and greatly defended by Pothoven and Stodchill.
Bowen complete.
Great defense as they were able to read the
25-yard line.
Able to read the quick screen. That's going to bring up fourth and 20 for the Plainsmen.
Gleason and Stodchill on the tackle. Bring up fourth down for the Plainsmen at the 25-yard line.
They read the screen very quickly. The little bubble screen out to the three receivers on the near side.
Okay.
They're going to bring it down. He got a yard, but that's still fourth and 20 for the Plainsmen.
In this situation, kicking game's not good. They could stop you. Do you do a little pooch kick or you go for it?
You know, we saw that earlier, kind of a little fake where they tossed it near side and were able to kick it. But I think this close, just kind of go for it and play the field position game. Squires under center. He's going to roll on near side. He's going to look long. That's going to be overthrown, well overthrown, as Long was the intended receiver in the end zone.
Squires pass incomplete.
As Long cut to the near side, Squires pass over his other shoulder. And so incomplete pass is going to turn over on downs.
Take over on downs.
For the Warhawks, they'll have first and 10, ball on their own 25.
Well, let's see if I can't get some of these stats for the first half. We had 31 running plays for 125 yards, four passing plays, all incompletes.
Yet to have a complete pass there.
Quite a few first downs.
Power eye in behind Bortel. That's Rutledge, Pothoven. And Bortel's just going to take it himself and run it up left side. He's going to pick up about nine. So good play by Bortel.
All of 8 yards. It'll be second down for two. Swing on the tackle.
I'm pretty sure that's nine because any closer than that second down marker would be a first down. So we'll give him nine.
The scoreboard says 1 yard to go.
The second one to go for the Warhawks. Power eye in behind Bortel. Bortel's going to hand it off right side to Stodchill. Stodchill's going to power four past
the
35. That's down,
37-yard line.
Pick up three. And there again,
the
Warhawks have been able to move the ball. Have had
two turnovers.
The two turnovers have just been absolutely killer. We talked to Coach Jarrett last week after the game in week one, and, you know, just mental mistakes, holding on to the ball. Very important. Bortel's going to be under center now. Pothoven in the slot. Handoff's going to be near side to Rutledge. Rutledge is going to take it.
He's on the carry. No gain on the play.
They're trying to muck
him. Bolin on the tackle.
Quinn and Bolin in on the stop for the Plainsmen. Kind of like Bortel wanted to pull that one back, and I tell you, he had a couple of those last week at Cardinal where we even had a fumble last week where he sets that ball and tries to pull it back on the read option. Once Rutledge clamps down on it, Rutledge isn't going to let it go.
I mean, I wasn't a big fan of that, watching some college football games like that, but I don't think it works out.
Now, twin flankers with Bortel in the slot. Handoff's going to be to Rutledge. He runs right to left.
Picks up a couple yards.
He's going to back into about 2 yards. They're bringing up a third
eight. Gain of two, third down.
Reineke in on the stop for the Plainsmen. But yeah, you know, that just makes it very tough, especially you deal a night like tonight. We've got a little bit of moisture on the ball.
Yep.
Ball's a little slick. You get that thing in there. Maybe your hands on it very tight. My hands aren't on it very tight. And then who ends up with the ball? A lot of times the other team ends up running it.
Yeah, we saw that in the first half with one of the plays down on the 4-yard line.
One of the transitions, yep. So, again, two flankers set with Bortel in kind of a pistol with Stodchill behind him. They're going to fake the pass. Bortel's going to tuck it. He's going to try to turn up field.
Bortel on the carry. Loss on the play.
He's going to lose about three.
Squires, Yuko, and Slingmaker on the tackle. It'll be fourth down.
Plainsman defense was able to hold. After a couple pretty good runs, the Warhawks just not able to make anything of it. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Plainsmen leading this one 22-0. It's going to bring up a fourth and about 11. And we're going to see Gage Simmons back up to back
Simmons
in the punt.
Punting for the Warhawks. Thielen and Bolin beating for the Plains.
Thielen and Bolin standing on about their own 35-yard line. Good snap. Simmons gets it, kicks it, lays his side down. Both of them come up, and he sits down and makes
Bolin
a catch.
On the reception, no
Bolin, return. Bolin catches it and sits down about the 37.
27 yards.
Then
Plains going to take the ball, first and 10, at the 37-yard line.
Fawcett? I think it was Fawcett. Gleason and Fawcett were both there as soon as he caught it, but he caught it, sat down, and no return.
Yeah, that last run that we had five plays for 11 yards.
Five play, 11 yards. Bell playing up to the ball. Three backs in behind Squires. Squires under center. Man comes in motion near side. They're going to hand it off near side. He has hit. Slaymaker driven down. Looks like Hibbler. Mortel and Gleason was in there too, but Mortel able to put a hit on him. He picked up two hard fought yards, going to bring up a second to 8 for the Plainsmen. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. North Mahaska Warhawk football, you're listening to on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com. So now three backs in behind Squires, not on the offset eye. And that's going to be right side. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and drug down.
Long on the carry out to the 40-yard line.
It's 23 Fawcett. Fawcett able to wrap him up the line of scrimmage. He fell forward for 2. He's going to bring up 3rd and 6.
Pertel and Fawcett on the tackle. It'll bring up 3rd down.
3rd and 6. Big 3rd down stop for this Warhawk defense. They've been able to snuff it out here in the second half so far. So two backs in behind Squires, two tight ends in for the Plainsmen. They all check the line of scrimmage. He's going to roll out near side. Man, open Connor at the 45.
Wait to Elon.
Elon is half midfield. Going to be down at
47.
That's good enough for a first down for the Plainsmen.
Tackled by Popholman.
I think first completion tonight so far for the Plainsmen, isn't it?
It's the first completion of the whole game.
For anybody. So first down, 1st and 10, ball on the 47 with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Bell Plain leading this one 22-0. The Plainsmen, two big runs in the first half. One big series, marched the ball down the field, and then two big runs, one right before the half, and then a half left in the second quarter, putting them up 22-0. High formation in behind Squires. Squires under center. Man goes in motion. He's going to roll out near side. Check it, and then he's going to be met in the hole.
Squires on the carry.
Fawcett in on the stop. At the line of scrimmage.
Fawcett taking the tackle.
Fawcett, a junior on the defensive side for the Warhawks. Clock continues to run. 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Bell Plain facing the 2nd and 10, ball on the Warhawk 46-yard line. Two flankers far side, single back behind. They're going to pitch it far side, and then he's met at the line of scrimmage. Spins away, makes it upfield, going to pick up about 6. They bring up 3rd and 4 for the Plainsmen.
At the 40-yard line of the Warhawks.
Rain has moved on, but the sun
down. Making the tackle.
Going down has made for a crisp evening of,
down.
Of football tonight. I'm glad
four.
I threw an extra layer in. But after the rain and cold wind we had this morning, this end of the press box isn't too bad. We'll give it 5. So 3rd and 5 for the Plainsmen. 3 backs in behind Squires. Squires going to hand out near side. He's going to try to make the corner. He does, but Gleason meets it at
the
40.
Line.
He's going to fall forward and pick up 2, and that's going to bring up a 4th and 3. Because Gleason was able to meet him there as he was trying
Gleason,
to...
Gleason, Bertel, and Fawcett on the tackle.
Trying to make the edge and just couldn't make it around. Great open field tackle by Gleason. Getting down close to a minute. Got a minute 10 left to go in the third quarter. Kind of been a back and forth here in midfield. So far in the third quarter. Ball near side. Squires under center. Flanker near side. Two backs behind him. Man goes in motion to the far side. And a handoff off right tackle. He's met. The line of scrimmage and falls forward.
Swin on the carry.
Swin down to about the 36.
Close to a first down.
Now, I would think they're probably
on the tackle.
Probably going to measure this one just to take a look. 36. I'm going to call it 37 because the line judge from this side came in and marked the ball. They're going to take a timeout
for measurement.
Might be a half yard short.
Measurement on fourth down. It's a big fourth down play for.
We got some sponsors to thank.
What's that?
We got some sponsors to thank.
Sponsors to thank. Yep. We didn't get all the way through them in the first half as they measure this one up. I want to thank Cargill of New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon, all your fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein.
This short of the
for
first
more information,
down, the Warhawks ball.
Call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out the prepay options for 2015.
Big stop for the Warhawks right there.
Big stop for the defense. That gives them the ball back as they turn over on downs. And they'll get first and 10, ball on their own 37-yard line. Ortell in the pistol. Rutledge and Stogdale pitch it far side to Stogdale. He follows his blockers around the edge. He's going to make the edge. Oh, he caught right at the line. It's just as he was able to turn up field, caught and knocked down. Pick up of about a yard.
Ball
break,
on
second
the
and nine.
Pick up of a yard. It'll be second down.
We get down to 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Belle Plaine leading this one 22-0. Go longer in, it's harder to catch up with three scores. So now, Bortel under center, Rutledge, Stodgehill, they're going to hand off to the upback, Rutledge.
Rutledge
is going to check the other side, reverses field, make it back up past
the
45,
the
46.
Squires, playmaker on the stock. Tackle.
And that play's going to be the last one of the third quarter. Clock's going to run out on the third quarter. Belle Plaine up 22-0.
Play resumes on the other side of the 45-yard line.
Come back third and short as we start the fourth quarter. We want to thank Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook. Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA. Check a couple of area scores as we look around South Central Iowa tonight. Some big games. It's Pella visiting Oskaloosa, number one team in Class 3A, and the Pella Dutchman. Pella Christian leading Albia 20-2 in the second quarter of that game. Big game for Albia as they are looking to go 3-0 in the season, but being a pretty good team in that Pella Christian team. Sheraton up 32-12 over Seidel. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont up 18-6 over West Marshall. 42-yard touchdown run by Blake Marhoff in that game. Wayne up 40-12 at half. Davis County down 21-6 to CMB Baxter. Sigourney Keota being run over by that Iowa City Regina juggernaut. 35-0 now. Ooh. Pella 54, Oskaloosa 0
Ouch.
In the second quarter. Rough game. Power Eye in behind. Bortel, he's going to hand off near side to Stodgehill. He's going to follow his blockers. Follow forward up past the 47. I don't think
now
that's going to be enough.
Stodgehill on the carry, a swim. Zumba on the tackle.
The line judge on this near side.
Fourth down. Fourth and a yard.
Fourth and one.
Lineman on this near side just going to barely get it past the 45. So fourth and about a yard and a half. For the Warhawks, see what Coach Aaron and the Warhawks want to do here. This is four down territory. You're down three scores. We've got 11 and a half minutes to overtake it. Again, they're going to line up in this power eye and maybe look to see Bortel do a hard count here, see if he can get the handoff's going to be the upback Rutledge. Bortel's going to tuck it. He's going to run it up past the 50.
Bortel picks up
in the
place
of territory. Going to be a first down for the Warhawks.
Of the Plainsmen.
So they sent Pothoven in motion to the far side.
Slaymaker.
Stuck it in Rutledge's gut, able to pull it out on the read option and able to run around the right side. And needed a yard and a half, and he got about five. So that's going to be first and 10. Ball in Plainsman territory, ball on the 48. Power Eye in behind Bortel. Rutledge, Pothoven. Stodgehill, pitch is going to be near side to Stodgehill. Stodgehill's going to turn around the edge. That's a 40 count past
the 40-yard line.
38, down about the 37. great run by Roger.
Long on the tackle.
First and 10. He got 10 and a half, so we're going to move the chains in another set of downs for the Warhawks.
See, I call that 11 yards.
10 and a half always rounds up to 11, so I'll buy that. 10:42 to go in the fourth quarter. So far, all Plainsmen in this game. We were able to hold them in the third quarter, but they lead this one 22-0. Mortel in the pistol, Rutledge to his right, Stodgill behind him. Well, read option, going to let Rutledge have it off the right side. He's going to make it a pass to the 35.
John the carry down to the 35-yard line.
Never was able to get him down, but they whistle the play dead as the forward progress was stopped. So pickup of about
five.
Give him five, second and five for the Warhawks. They're moving the ball. Seems like we have moved the ball all over this field.
It's just when we get down next to the goal line, I don't know what happens.
We had one set of downs inside the 10, and a fumble gave the ball back to the Plainsman. So, again, kind of offset eye behind Bortel in the pistol. Bortel's going to take the handoff. He's going to duck it up past the 30-25. Bortel's the open field down to the 20. Great run by Bortel.
Long making the stop. It's first down at the 20-yard line for the Warhawks.
Bortel moves it down to the 30, a 12-yard pickup. 12-yard pickup by the Warhawks. Bortel, a little read option. He faked the pitch out to Stodgill. Stodgill is running around the far side. Bortel able to cut it upfield and pick up 12. So fresh set of downs. We're down to the 20-yard line. You get to see the Warhawks punch it in as we have been able to move the ball against this Plainsman defense. Power eye behind Bortel. And it's going to be to Pothoven. The Pothoven not been given a whole lot of love on that power eye.
Yeah,
he's generally the second blocker, but he was able to pick up about three on the play, down to the 17.
Second on seven. The top at the 17-yard line.
That doesn't make yeah.
The scoreboard operator not giving a whole lot of love to the
There we go.
We just an extra yard in there. So. Second and seven, 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks marching down the field, now 22-0. It's going to take three quick scores to get back in this one. Been running a lot of the power eye here in the second half. Rutledge, Pothoven goes in motion to the far side. They're going to read option, let Rutledge have it in past the 15.
Rutledge, John McCary.
Down to about the 13. Pickup of about four.
Reineke, Slaymaker, and Bolin on the tackle.
That's going to leave, they're going to give him three, so third and about four. Ball just inside the 15, call it the 14 for the Warhawks. Brock continues
third
to run, 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Plainsman defense kind of acts like they're a little bit tired, but I tell you what, they have been out there a long time. The Warhawks have had the offensive plays, just not been able to get the points. Fortell in the pistol with Rutledge and Stodgill behind him. Pitch is going to be near side of Stodgill. Stodgill's going to fall. Cut to 10-5 and score. Stodgill takes it in from 14 yards out with 7:56 to go. The Warhawks finally get on the board. A great run by Stodgill following his blockers around the near side. Cut it upfield and then a burst of speed and into the end zone. So from 14 yards out, Carson Stodgill takes it in. And with 7:56 to go in the fourth quarter, the Warhawks get on the board. Pending the extra try here, I would think they would go for two, down a couple scores. Still a two-possession game for the Warhawks. So they're going to line up Bortel in the pistol with Stodgill behind him. They're going to hand it off, and Bortel's going to tuck it and go into the end zone. So the two-point attempt is good.
In for the two-point conversion.
2 points are good, so that puts the Warhawks on the board with 8 points. Stodgill takes it in from 14 yards out, and Bortel takes it in for two.
Yep. 10 plays, 67 yards. Not bad.
Tell you what, you take that series in the first half where we get down inside the 10, we score there. We're in a one-score game right now.
Yep.
So far, if we could take the big plays away from the Plainsmen, that would give them the chance to be in this ball game, but 7:56 to go, we're still in the game.
Yeah, the Warhawk defense has stepped up big this half. The offense is not having any silly turnovers and moving the ball right down the field.
Yep. So big, and you know what starts this whole thing is a big stop on fourth down for that Warhawk defense, able to get the ball back in decent field position, and then march it in for the score. So, looking forward to what the last 7:56 has in this game is. little bit of confidence for the Warhawks, maybe get them get another stop, get the ball back, and see if we can run it in. So James Spiker, number 79, set to kick off for the Warhawks.
Spiker kicking off for the Warhawks.
Bolin back to receive. Bolin standing just inside his 20-yard line. Line drive kick goes through one Bell Plainsman. Ball's kicked around. Fielded at the 25, backed up. And he's met there by a host of...
D-line on the return to the 25. First down, Plainsman.
Number 12 is... Three Plainsmen surrounded the ball. Didn't kind of look like they decided who wanted to pick up the ball, but Ealing picks it up, returns it to the 25, and that's where the Plainsmen are going to take over with 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter.
I got Jacob Sampson on that tackle.
Sampson in on the tackle for the Warhawks.
Man, there's two other Warhawks, but Sampson's
there was a lot of red and white around him by the time they figured out who was going to pick up the ball. So Squires in under center, two backs behind him. Long goes in motion to the far side. And that's going to be in up the middle.
Oh.
Bring it near side. And he's going to cut up the sideline at midfield. And Bortel's going to be able to catch him, but not before he gets inside the 30. Big carry by Slaymaker.
29-yard line.
He picks up 45 yards.
28.
Down to the 28.
47 yards. Run by Slaymaker. First down, Plainsburg.
Just when the Warhawk defense needed a big stop, Slaymaker broke a big one down the near side and able to get deep into Warhawk territories. They're going to have the first and 10 on the Warhawk 28. Squires now under center. Offset eye in behind him. That's going to be the right side. He's going to be met the line of scrimmage. Ducks the tackle. Gets to the far side. We're going to make it 15 to 10. Bowen's going to take it into the second down. 29 yards out. Two plays, 75 yards. Bell Plain answers quickly after the score from the Warhawks got him on the board. Bell Plain, again, they're going to line up for two very interesting set as they have five down linemen on the far side. That's going to be to Squires. Squires is going to cut it upfield. He's going to be met and driven down. The attempt
Squires
is no good.
Conversion short.
Squires is no good, but that puts Bell Plain up 28-8 with 7:17 to go. They take all about 34 seconds and 75 yards and answer the score from the Warhawks. A few more scores around the area. Figuring Kyoto gets on the board, but Iowa City Regina running away with that one, 42-6. The Dutchman of Pella all over Oskaloosa, down 52-0 at halftime. Van Buren leading Lone Tree, 47-0. English Valley's 25, Tri-County 0. Fairfield over Knoxville, 14-0. Big run there, but the Slaymaker gets set to kick off for the Plainsmen. 7:17 to go. Bell Plain leading this one 28-8. Todd Hovind and Gleason again back to receive. Here's the Plainsmen cheerleaders have been busy with their push-ups so far tonight.
That's not a push-up.
Slaymaker, kick off.
Slaymaker, line drive kick right at Pothoven. Pothoven's going to knock it down, pick it up to 22, up at the 25 to the 30. Up past the 30 and then met by the Bell Plain kick defense. Driven back, and that's where
9-yard return by
North Mahaffey is going to take it over.
Slaymaker
first and 10
tackle
at the 30-yard line. Got to think the grass is a little wet after
the 10-yard return by Pothoven.
After
first
the spitting rain we had earlier, but all clear now. It's cooled off. I know it's not any warmer than it was when we got out of the truck earlier.
No.
So North Mahaska first and 10 ball on their own 31-yard line. 7:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Double flanker set. Fortell in the pistol. Stotchell behind him. Play's going to be whistled dead from the near sideline. Bell Platen's going to take a timeout to talk it over. I'm not sure. They weren't sure of the defensive alignment, or somebody saw something they didn't like. So Platen's going to take a timeout to talk it over.
Kind of looks like the one of the coaches for Bell Platen was a little upset about the formation.
Wasn't happy about what was going on, so he was able to call it dead from the sideline over here. So, I want to thank Proline Building Company. The website is iowadreambuilder.com for a good reason. There's so many folks out there who thought they were getting a good deal from some fly-by-night construction company, only to realize too late that the building dream turned into a horrible nightmare. For over 26 years, Proline has been building sweet dreams for satisfied customers. Proline builds exceptional, quality, agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings. They always put their customers first, and they'll meet or beat your budget without taking shortcuts on your project. The job will be done right, start to finish, and on time. Avoid those nightmares and visit Proline's website, iowadreambuilder.com. A couple more around the area. Bell Platen 28, North Mahaska 8, with 7:09 to go in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska able to chew up a lot of clock to get in for the score. Bell Platen turns it right around in two plays and takes it in. Just tough to get some momentum. So North Mahaska, first and 10, ball on their own 31-yard line. Ortel in the pistol, two backs behind him. Low snap. Mortel's going to pick it up. He's going to run around far side, try to make something out of nothing. Good block there by Hudnut. Mortel makes it around the edge, up past the 31, and run out of bounds.
Flag.
There's a flag on the play. Flag comes from the very back as the referee. Way back.
Oh.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Bell Platen defense. At the end of the play, the only thing I can think of there is maybe a late hit out of bounds or a late hit altogether. That will generally be a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
We'll look and see. He was able to make something out of nothing. That snap, able to pick up about 3 yards. But we'll wait and see after they march off the penalty yardage.
It should be a 15-yard penalty.
I would think so. So an unsportsmanlike against Bell Platen. He's going to mark this one off.
That's against the
15-yard penalty. He's going to give first and 10. So that marches the ball up to the North Mahaska 48.
You know, I do have to say, North Mahaska doing an excellent job. No penalties yet in this whole game.
No penalties so far.
The Warhawks, first down.
Hopefully that's not the kiss of death for
let's knock on some wood here.
Yeah. Knock on the wood railing. So first and 10, ball just about the midfield. Bortel with a power eye behind him. Pitch is going to be near side to Carson Stachel. Stachel, maybe he'll make the corner.
He's got the outside.
50. He's going to be tripped up and out of bounds down to about the 42. That's going to be close to another first
long
down.
On the tackle.
We'll look and see where they mark the ball. That is enough for a first down. So Carson able to make the long side of the field here toward us. They're running right to left as you face your radio dial, and it's
on
the first down.
Pick up the first down, first and 10 at the 42-yard line of the Platen.
Pick up about 11 for Stodgen. The ball now near side of the field, wanders out far side, eye formation, Pothoven in the slot. Little power read. Rutledge going to get it up past the 40. Down his feet, up past
the carry.
35.
Down to the 35-yard line.
They're going to mark him down at the 35, so pick up about 7 on the play. Bring up second.
Brayon
for the
Hubel making the stop. Pick up a 7. It'll be second down and 3.
Clock continues to run. We're inside 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Warnock's able to put a couple things together. He kind of makes you wonder if we were able to put a couple scores up in the first half. We would be right in line. Power eye. Rutledge, Pothoven, Stachel. Stachel's going to take the ball off the left side, follow his two lead blockers.
Stachel on the carry.
Stachel's still on his feet inside the 30, down
to the
26.
6-yard line.
That's going to be enough for another first down
for
the Warhawks.
On the stop.
Kind of like Giffle on there, helping him push his way through.
Giffle and Lanfear here on the near side. Stachel just followed his blockers into that pile, and they were just able to push the pile, stay on their feet, pick up positive yards. Great pickup for Stachel. Warhawks look to get on the board for the second time. You know, the thing tonight, they haven't had any real big plays. They've just been able to chew some time off the clock, run the ball. Burdell is going to make it down inside the 25, down to the 24.
Uchol making the stop.
He didn't.
A 3-yard gain.
A 3-yard pickup.
Gain of 2, second down, 8.
We have our differences of opinion with those inside the. We'll give him 2, so second and 8, 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks marching again, looking to punch another one in the end zone. Fortell with Rutledge and Stodgill behind him in the eye. Pothoven in the slot. Fortell's going to keep it off left side.
Fortell on the keeper.
Down inside the 20.
At the 20-yard line.
Down to the 20. Going to pick up 4.
Uchol making the stop.
He's going to bring a third and...
The announcer might say he gained 3.
Yeah, we'll get it back to him. He'll bring it third and 4 with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter.
We got third down for the Warhawks.
Well, third down, this definitely is four down territory for the Warhawks with inside 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Power eye, Bortel, sends Pothoven in motion out to the right side. Gonna get it out, gonna pitch it to Carson Stodgill around the right side. It's to the 15. He jumps over the tackle and down about the 5.
Down inside the 5-yard line or about the 5-yard line.
Carson Stodgill got the edge, was able to cut it up, and then pretty much looked like he jumped over a defender from here, Tommy.
It looks like he did, and landed right out of bounds.
Picks up 9 yards, down to the 5.
First and goal.
First and goal to go, with 4:26 to go. Run out of bounds, going to stop the clock, and that's what the Warhawks are going to need. Some more of that in their favor, as there's not much time left on the clock. They've been able to punch it in, but take a lot of time off the clock as they do it. So Bortel's going to pitch it near side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to follow his... Blockers inside the 5, down close to the goal line. So they're going to mark it down at the 1. So second goal to go from the 1. Good pickup by Carson.
Slaymaker on the tackle.
As the Belle Plaine defense was able to keep the edge here on the near side, able to make him turn upfield, he's able to pick up 4 and get down to the 1. 47, Cole Rosendahl coming on for the Warhawks. Comes into the huddle. Now power eye, Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgill behind Bortel. I think maybe keep Bortel here, but they're going to hand it off left side to Stodgill. Carson runs it in from the yard out.
For the touchdown.
Touchdown, North Mahaska Warhawks. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Carson Stodgill puts in his second touchdown of the evening. 3:45 to go, and that puts the score 28-14. Belle Plaine still on top. Still time on the clock, but...
8 plays, 50 yards.
8 plays for 50 yards.
Thereabouts.
Yep. Well, and we had 15 yards of penalty in on all that. So 65 yards total, but 50 yards of total off, or 65 total yards, but 50 yards of actual offense there.
Give or take a yard, too.
Give or take a yard. We'll let him have it. As the Warhawks line up for 2. Bortel under center. He's going to take the pitch right side, and he's going to have the pylon if he runs for it. Bortel's going to keep it and run it in.
Oh!
he runs in for the score, and that's when Vance Bolin.
Blank down.
Bolin met him at the about a yard deep into the end zone and knocked him down, and flags are on the field.
Touchdown, Warhawks.
The attempt was good. That puts Belle Plaine up 28-16, pending the penalty. Sending the penalty, 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. So that's going to move the kick up, give the Warhawks defense a chance to hopefully bring one in. So check us out tonight after the game. Fox 15, the locker room show, Jay Mill and the boys down at the studio in Albia. They're going to be bringing you all the scores from South Central Iowa and all over Iowa tonight. Checking out on 96.7 Thunder Country. On the Thunderbolt app using the Apple or Android app store, or watch it on Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. They'll be breaking down all the scores at one station, KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. So the 15-yard penalty is going to move the kick up to where North Mass is going to be kicking the ball in Belle Plaine territory.
From the 45.
Biker gets set to kick from the Belle Plaine 45-yard line. See if he can put a little bit of a boot into one, pin it deep without it going into the end zone. Spiker up. Low line drive kick, and it's fielded by Belle Plaine at the 25, up to about the 30. He's going to be drug around at the 30. Whoa, another late hit.
On the return.
Number 28 for Belle Plaine.
Delman here. He leveled one of the defenders, and one of the coaches is talking to him here on the Belle Plaine sideline. So.
I think the coach said, hey, you're lucky you didn't get caught.
Dumont on the tackle on his first down. Plainsman at the 30-yard line.
Dumont in on the stop. Andrew Dumont for this. Warhawk defense. So that's going to give the Warhawks first and 10, ball on the 30-yard line for Squires and the Belle Plaine offense. Squires going to hand it off near side. He's cut up to the 30, up to about the 35.
Playmaker out over the 35-yard line.
Game tackled by about half.
36 to 6-yard pick
Warhawk
by
defense.
Playmaker.
Not sure what's
interior of the tackle.
Not sure what's going on here.
Timeout.
Timeout, North Mahaska. Bring up a second and 5. So timeout with 3:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Sees Belle Plaine on top of this one, 28-16. Thanks more of our sponsors here tonight. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop production products, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, the one name in Crop Production Inputs. It's Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. Second half action brought to you by Wendell Campbell State Farm in Oskaloosa. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent, 807 8th Avenue West. Stop by and see us across the road from Family Video, half a block down from Taco John's on the north side of the road. Bringing you all the Warhawk football here, 2014 edition of Friday Night Lights. We're into week 3. As we look ahead to next week, we're back at home as PGM comes calling. Is the Bad News Bears from a year ago. We talked about that at halftime, me and Tommy. Bad News Bears come to New Sharon to face the North Mahaska Warhawks. A good BGM team from a year ago, lost a lot of seniors. So the Warhawks look to get a little bit of revenge from that BGM team. So Squires under center, second and 5, 2 backs behind him. Man goes in motion far side. And flag on the field. Laundry is on the field, as they say. A dead ball procedural on Belle Plaine.
Legal procedure against Belle Plaine.
Not sure. I didn't see anybody jump early. Tommy, did you see?
I didn't see anybody jump. But
I didn't see anything. The back judge from in behind the defense was the one that threw the flag. So back about 5, going to bring up second and 9 for the Plainsmen with 3:38 to go.
Let it down at 9.
In the half. Fourth quarter action is North Mahaska Warhawks football.
That's 7 penalties for 80 yards.
7 penalties, 80 yards on Belle Plaine. Squires under center, Hannah's going to be right side. Going to be met and driven down at the 35. Long's going to pick up.
35-yard line.
Long's going to pick up 2, and that's going to bring up third down. Another timeout by the Warhawks.
It's like Pothoven on that stop.
Good stop by Pothoven as Long tried to cut up field. He was met in the hole and driven back. I want to thank Crow Row Antiques. That's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl will find it. Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. And McGriff's of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts in standard and heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa. Proud supporter of North Mahaska Warhawk Athletics. 3:32 to go. Warhawks have finally put all the pieces together. It took them 3 quarters to get on the board in the fourth quarter. Able to get up. Then Belle Plaine answers with 2 long plays for a score, and that puts us at our current status here. Belle Plaine up 28-16. And a third and about 6 for Belle Plaine as the Warhawk defense looks to shut them down, try and get the ball back, score. We're still a 2-possession game. Squires under center, 2 backs behind him. Man goes in motion to the far side. Take the handoff. They throw one up for grabs. That one's going to be caught at the 45.
Complete Ela down
to midfield.
Ela
down to the 41-yard line. Long pass play by Belle Plaine. gives them a fresh set of downs with 3:26 to go. Pothoven in on coverage.
Good thing he was there.
Yeah, he was. Wouldn't have been anything in behind Pothoven if he hadn't been on the defense. First and 10, Belle Plaine, ball on the Warhawk 41-yard line as Coach Arendt burned two timeouts. Two timeouts, hoping to get the ball back, but a fresh set of downs for the Plainsmen. They're going to run off left side. He's going to cut up field. That's the 40. He stops up at 37.
The 37-yard line.
Pick up a 4 for the Plainsmen. Going to bring up second and about 6.
Pothoven on that stop as well.
Arendt's going to take his Leeson and Bortel in on the stop. Coach Arendt's going to take his last timeout.
3 minutes to go.
Just past 9 o'clock here in Belle Plaine, Iowa. A crisp, cool, what was wet earlier. Friday evening, third week of Friday Night Lights for the North Mahaska Warhawks. Thank Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. The timeout stops the clock with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sees the Warhawks down 28-16. Join us tonight after the game with Jay Mill and the boys. They bring you the Locker Room Show live on KIIC Radio. After that Albia game, and then also live on KYOU, I believe it is, Fox 15 out of Ottumwa, so you can either catch it on TV or catch it on the radio. As far as two tight ends under center, two backs behind him, man comes in motion. They're going to fake the handoff and hand it off left side. He's going to drag it down inside the 35, down about
close to
the
first
31.
Down.
He's going to be close to the first down.
Hudnock got dragged a little bit there.
Making the tackle is Josh Long on the carry at it.
Pretty much how you are
yard
very, very keen on the call. So enough yards for a fresh set of downs for the Plainsmen as they set down inside the 31, down about the 30. First and 10 with 2:42 to go. Squires under center sends a man in motion far side, two tight ends. Pitch is going to be out far side. He's going to make the corner down inside the 30, inside the 20, down about the 28, I'm sorry, the 18. Inside the 20,
inside the 20-yard line is Hudnut on the tackle. Spolstrom also on the tackle.
Hudnut and Spolstrom
first
on the stop.
Belle Plaine.
With a pickup of 12 is going to give a first and 10 with 2:26 to go for Belle Plaine. You know, the two scorers.
At the 18-yard line.
Not sure if it's time for the victory formation and run it out yet. I think Belle Plaine had just as soon punch one in here. And that's going to be right side.
Long,
the ball carrier, and he picks up maybe a yard. He didn't get a whole lot there. Down to the 17, and it marked at the 18, so pick up about a yard. It's going to bring him second and 9.
Lampier on the tackle. Gain of a yard, second down.
Second and 9 for the Plainsmen. We're inside 2 minutes, minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. Squires got to go under center. Three backs behind him in a straight line. And it's going to be far side. He's going to make it around the edge. Cut it back upfield. Oh, but great stop.
Hold on the carry.
Hibbler comes absolutely running in from nowhere and knocks him out of bounds.
I don't even know where he was standing out on the field.
I don't know where Hibbler came from, but he came flying in and knocks him out of bounds. Pickup of about 4 on the play. He's going to bring a 3rd and 5 for the Plainsmen. But Hibbler absolutely laid a great hit out on him. 3rd and 5, ball on the 13. Plainsmen far side of the field. They're traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. Squires under center. Man comes in motion. Squires is going to run out near side here. He's going to be hit.
Oh.
Ball incomplete. And Stodgill was able to lay a hit on Squires as he let go of that ball. That's going to bring a 4th and 5.
That's pretty close on Bortel.
Gleason on the...
incomplete.
Gleason in on the coverage, but the ball was just out of the grasp of the Belle Plaine receiver. We're going to say Belle Plaine is going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Belle Plaine.
Belle Plaine take a timeout to talk about this fourth down play as they're facing a 4th and 5 on their 13-yard line. Thanks to more of our sponsors. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC, KIICradio.com. Free Thunderbolt app if you're not at home, not able to get the internet, use your smartphone, and download the Thunderbolt app. Listen to us on the Thunderbolt app. North Mahaska Warhawks football, we're going to be bringing you all 9 weeks of Friday Night Lights as the 1-1 North Mahaska Warhawks are set with 56 seconds to go 1-2. They're coming back home as BGM travels to North Mahaska to New Sharon next Friday night. Me and Tommy will be bringing you all the action this year on Friday Night Lights. So 56 seconds to go, 4th and 5 for Belle Plaine on their own 13-yard line. Referee's going to go ahead and whistle this one ready for play. And again, they line up in this funky setup that they run their extra points on. Squire's going to be able to pitch it near side. He's going to cut the ball out and have a pass. Man, standing in the end zone.
Bowen's pass will beat Elon for the touchdown.
Bowen, so just a weird play all the way around.
70-yard drive.
They line up 5 linemen on the far side. Squires takes the snap. He pitches it near side, runs to the sideline, and then pitches it into the end zone where he's got a wide open receiver. So touchdown, Belle Plaine puts them up 34-16 with 49 seconds to go.
What'd you call that?
I think they're talking about here because the way he ran out this near side, they're talking about whether he was beyond the line of scrimmage or not. So we're gonna see what the call is here.
And it's a replay.
So they're gonna let it stand. A lot of discussion there from the officiating crew whether it was beyond the line of scrimmage. So again, they line them this same funky extra point setup, which kind of makes you wonder. Yep, Squires going to run right side. Squires runs it in near side. I don't know, kind of gimmicky. I mean,
yeah, I think that's called a option with an option pass.
Option pass near side, offset, offensive line left. You know, I'm a traditionalist, Tommy. I like to see 2 tight ends. I like to see him running it off tackle.
I like to see the slant route, you know.
Something, I don't know. You know, there's been some discussion. There's even a couple of articles in the Des Moines Register this week about the spread offense and how it's moved from, you know, college where you see all teams like Oregon and Mizzou and some of even the SEC teams, you know, signing into this spread, you know, 5 wide receivers, 4 wide receivers. Now it's made its way to the high school game. And, you know, where does that put the high school game? Some of the old-timers will remember the old wishbone offense. And we saw a team, I think it was English Valleys last year, that came into North Mahaska. And we had a hard time calling that game because, man, they took the snap, guy turned around, and about 4 guys went running everywhere, and you didn't know who had the ball.
Yeah, a spin back?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the spread offense is going to do to the high school game. Surely the team that's going to play this Belle Plaine team next week is going to have a plan. So playmaker set to kick off on the ground. I was going to field about the 38.
Nice stiff
right
arm.
Side. Good stiff arm. That's about the 40. A lot of north-south, not a lot of east-west there for
Holstra.
We returned about 2 yards, but North Mahaska is going to get the ball. We only got 43 seconds in the fourth quarter. That last score and a 2-point try put Belle Plaine up 36-16. A few fans here left on the Belle Plaine side. Played good defense for the third quarter, able to hold this Belle Plaine team, but then 2 scores here in the fourth quarter matching the 2 scores for the Warhawks. So they're going to spread it out. Fortell's going to run it right side, put the ball up in the air.
Fortell's pass incomplete.
Intended for Gleason along the far side.
Gleason.
Incomplete. Bring it back 2nd and 10. Ball on the Warhawk 40-yard line. Only 4 seconds off the clock on that one, so 36 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, see, this is where I like the slant route, you know, little 5 yards off, out, right towards the sideline.
I wasn't thinking the high school game. It's a thing they spent a whole lot of time on pass defense, but we very rarely see a lot of arms. Is that pass intended for Stacio?
Stacio
coming out of the backfield. Ball falls
Stacio,
incomplete.
Stacio, intended receiver, marked, knocked down by
77, Matthew Brea. 6'5", 175 pounds. Wow, what a defensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have him as a tight end on offense.
Brody Bowen breaking up the pass.
He would be the kind of, he would be the kind of guy you want. Jason Witten, you know, Dwight Clark, those kind of guys. That's kind of what you think of, a big kind of a bulky guy on the outside from a tight end position. So they're going to not utilize a whole lot in the high school game. But 3rd and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. Low snap. Bortel's going to keep it. Run up field. He's going to get positive yards up past the 45 to 50.
Bortel,
up the 50.
The
down to the 48 of Bell Plain. That's going to be a first down. So it's going to stop the clock.
First down.
Stop the clock with 24 seconds to go. Give North Manassas a fresh set of downs. They're going to score 3 times. We're going to have to do it in a hurry, Tommy. Bortel's going to spike the ball to stop the clock. So 2nd and 10 from inside Bell Plain territory.
What is it, college, if you do that, it runs inside 30 seconds, it runs the clock down?
There's something like that where you give up a few seconds for stopping the clock, I'm pretty sure. Excuse me. So 2nd and 10, ball inside Bell Plain territory at the 49-yard line. Bortel in the pistol. He's going to roll back. Fake it. He's going to tuck it, take it up the right side. He's going to be spun down at the 46.
Picks up about 2 yards. Reineke on the stop. Picks up 3 yards. It'll be 3rd down.
Bring him back. Try to run one more play. 7-6. Bring a spike it. Stop the clock with 3 seconds to go. So a 4th down and 3 seconds is going to be the last play, no matter how you look at it.
Oh, that's a Hail Mary?
Well, I think we're going to need more than one Hail Mary with 3 seconds to stop. Down 20 points.
I'll bring up 4th down.
But, you know, you go back to the first half, Tommy, you think, you know, if we're able to score on one, if not both of those possessions, that creates a very tight game in the third quarter. Not to mention gives this Warhawk offense some confidence. You know, it kind of seems like they kind of back on their heels. They get down close to the doorstep, and they're not able to punch it in.
Yeah, I mean, fumbling it on the 4-yard line, and Bell Plain walks all the way down and scores. Fumble.
That's down.
Bortel fumbles it, and the Plainsman dropping for a loss. And
the team scrambles to the near side. Bortel's down at the 46-yard line.
Game over.
With that, both teams are going to line up and shake hands.
Quinn Jacoby on the tackle.
Final score here from Bell Plain, Iowa. Bell Plain, Plainsman 36.
Next week, Plainsman travel to Colfax Studio. And 2 weeks from tonight, back here at home against Montezuma.
My team will come up here. With that, we're going to bid you adieu from Bell Plain, Iowa on a crisp, wet evening. And line up to shake hands tonight. Just the Plainsman too much for the Warhawks. We'll look forward to coming back home next Friday night.
Have a safe drive home, everyone.
Warhawks come back home. It's not going to be any easier, though, Tommy. You know, we got UGM coming next week. Good team from a year ago. I know they lost a lot of seniors, but they're still going to come in. So it seemed like that BGM team kind of played with a chip on their shoulder last year. And
yeah, if I recall, it was kind of a battle last year between BGM. A lot of cheap shots going on. And
a little chippy, and then it just kind of got out of hand. I think 63 points in the first half for that BGM team last year just kind of got out of hand very early. So. Well, we're going to bid you good night. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio, KIICRadio.com. Catch us next week. We'll be on the air about 6:50. We'll be bringing you North Mahaska at home against BGM. Stay tuned tonight for the Locker Room Show, live from the KIIC studio and on Fox 15. As Jay Mill and the boys will be bringing you all the wrap-ups from tonight. Have some pretty big games. Looks like Pella Christian, I think, is going to have took that game.